This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the recover method when a team conversation goes wrong. A 7-step repair system for restoring team synergy after a breakdown. In short, this article covers the recover method, a single 7-step framework for repairing team conversations that go wrong, and restoring the trust and cohesion that team synergy depends on. R&E. Recognize what went wrong, then end the conversation if it has escalated beyond repair in the moment. C and O. Cool down deliberately, then own your mistakes clearly and without qualification. P, E and R. Validate the other person's experience, explain your intent, and recommit to the team relationship. Definition: the recover method is a 7-step team synergy repair framework covering recognize, end, cool down, own, validate, explain, and recommit. It gives teams a structured path from breakdown back to productive collaboration, protecting the trust and cohesion the whole group depends on. A conversation goes wrong. Someone says something sharper than they meant to. A colleague shuts down. The meeting ends with unresolved tension sitting in the room like smoke, and nobody quite knows how to clear it. That moment, the moment after things have fallen apart, is where most teams lose weeks, sometimes months, of genuine team synergy. The recover method exists precisely for that moment. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce this framework in Chapter 14 as a 7-step recovery tool for conversations that have gone off the rails. Most people have good instincts. They want to repair things. But good intentions without structure often make the situation worse. They apologize too quickly without meaning it. They explain themselves before acknowledging the other person's experience. They recommit verbally while nothing actually changes. Structure is what turns a genuine intention into a genuine repair. In this article, you will learn the full recover method, step by step, so you can apply it the next time a team conversation breaks down. If you want to understand the broader landscape of team repair, how to recover team synergy after a conversation goes catastrophically wrong covers the wider recovery process in depth. Why structure matters more than you think in team repair. Most people believe communication skill is something you either have or you do not. That is not true. It is about having a reliable structure to reach for when pressure strips away everything else. When a team conversation breaks down, the pressure is high and the stakes are real. Without structure, people default to their worst habits. Here are the moments where a framework makes the difference. When a disagreement escalates mid-meeting and someone says something they cannot take back, a framework tells you exactly what to do in the next 30 seconds. When a team member goes quiet after a difficult exchange, and you are not sure whether to address it now or later, a framework removes the guesswork. When you know you handled a conversation badly and want to repair it, but every opening you think of sounds either defensive or groveling, a framework gives you the right words in the right order. When trust inside a team has eroded after repeated small breakdowns, a framework creates a visible, repeatable repair process that the whole team can trust. When stakes are high and one wrong move could deepen the rupture rather than heal it, a framework keeps you disciplined and present. The recover method gives you that structure. Use it until it becomes instinct. The recover method, the full 7-step framework. The recover method is a 7-step repair system drawn from Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time. Each letter represents one step in the sequence. The steps are designed to be followed in order, because the sequence matters. Skipping steps is the most common reason a repair attempt fails. Step 1. R. Recognize what went wrong. What it is. Before you can repair a broken team conversation, you need to name what actually broke. This means identifying the specific moment, word, or dynamic that caused the damage, not just noting that things got tense. What it is designed for. This step is for the quiet moment after a difficult conversation, when you have enough distance to think clearly. It is the diagnostic step that makes every step that follows more precise. How it works. Number 1. Identify the trigger moment. Think back to the exact point where the conversation shifted. Was it a specific word? A tone of voice? A dismissal of someone's idea? Name it as specifically as you can. Example. The moment I said that's not how this works in front of the full team, I could see Marcus go silent. Number 2. Separate behavior from intent. Recognize that what you intended and what you communicated may be two different things. Both matter. Neither cancels the other out. Example. I meant to redirect the conversation, but the way I said it sounded like a put down. Number 3. Assess the damage to team trust. Ask yourself honestly how much this affected not just the individual, but the broader team dynamic. A breakdown between two people in front of the group damages everyone's sense of safety. Example, the rest of the team went quiet after that. The energy in the room changed. When to use it. Use this step as soon as you have enough emotional distance to think clearly. For some people, that is 20 minutes. For others, it is overnight. When not to use it. Do not treat this step as a way to build a defense. If you are using the recognition step to justify what you said, you are not ready for the next step yet. A quick example in practice. Priya left a team meeting frustrated after her proposal was cut short mid-sentence. Sitting at her desk afterward, she recognized the moment she had spoken over a quieter colleague to make her point, and the facilitator had redirected her publicly. The damage was not just to her pride. The team had seen the exchange, and the dynamic shifted. Eamon's take. I spent years in rooms where people knew something had gone wrong, but could not name what it was. Naming it precisely is the first act of repair. You cannot fix what you have not looked at clearly. Step 2. End the conversation if needed. What it is. Sometimes the best thing you can do for a team conversation that has gone wrong is to stop it before it goes further. This step gives you the confidence to call a halt cleanly and without escalation. What it is designed for. This step is for conversations that have already escalated, where continuing will cause more damage than pausing. It is about protecting the team relationship by choosing the right moment to stop. How it works. Number 1. Recognize the point of no return. When voices are raised, when someone has sat down completely, or when the conversation is going in circles, continuing is not courage. It is stubbornness. Example. I could see that neither of us was listening anymore. We were just defending positions. Number 2. Call a pause with a clear intention to return. End the conversation explicitly, not by walking away, but by naming the pause and committing to resuming it. This is the difference between a pause and an avoidance. Example. I think we need to stop here and come back to this when we're both clearer. Can we find time tomorrow morning? Number 3. Keep the ending neutral and forward-facing. Do not use the ending as a final point-scoring move. The goal is to preserve enough goodwill to make the next conversation possible. Example. I want to work this out with you. Let's give ourselves some time. When to use it. Use this step when the conversation has escalated to the point where the damage being done in the next 10 minutes will outweigh any progress you might make. When not to use it. Do not use this step as a default escape route from difficult conversations. Ending must come with a genuine commitment to return. A quick example in practice. In a project debrief, two team leads started talking over each other about who had dropped the ball on a deadline. The room was tense and the rest of the team had gone silent. One of them said, I think we are not going to resolve this right now. Can we pick this up one-on-one tomorrow and bring it back to the team with something constructive? The conversation stopped. The team exhaled. Eamon's take. Knowing when to stop is a skill. I have seen more damage done in the final 5 minutes of a bad conversation than in everything that came before it. Step 3. C. Cool down deliberately. What it is. Cooling down is not waiting. It is an active process of returning yourself to a state where you can think clearly, take responsibility, and communicate without defensiveness. What it is designed for. This step addresses the physiological and emotional reality of conflict. After a difficult exchange, your body is still in a heightened state. Decisions made in that state are almost always worse than decisions made after it passes. How it works. Number 1. Give yourself a real-time boundary. Do not cool down indefinitely. Set a specific window, whether that is an hour or a night's sleep, and commit to returning to the conversation within that window. Example. I'm going to take the rest of today. I'll reach out first thing tomorrow. Number 2. Use the time to think, not to rehearse your defense. The purpose of cooling down is to arrive at the next conversation with openness, not with a better argument. Think about what the other person experienced, not just what you intended. Example. While I was walking, I kept coming back to how Damien looked when I dismissed his point. That was the real moment. Number 3. Prepare your opening for the repair conversation. Use script 118 from chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time as a starting point. I've been thinking about our conversation, and I don't feel good about how it went. I said some things I regret, specifically what you said. I want to make this right. Can we talk? When to use it? Always. There is no version of this method where you skip the cooling down step and go straight to repair. The repair will not hold if you are still reactive when not to use it. Do not let cooling down become permanent avoidance. As I write and say it right every time, the discomfort of having the conversation is temporary. The regret of avoiding it lasts forever. A quick example in practice. After a heated exchange in a sprint review, Jonah took a walk around the building before responding to his colleague's follow-up message. When he came back, he could see that the message was not aggressive. It was an attempt to explain. He had almost replied defensively. The walk changed the entire next conversation. Eamon's take. Heat produces reactions. Clarity produces responses. The difference between the two is usually about 20 minutes and a bit of honest self-reflection. Step 4. Own your mistakes. What it is. Ownership means taking clear, specific, and qualified responsibility for your part in the breakdown. No but. No, I was under a lot of pressure. Just a direct acknowledgement of what you did and why it was wrong. What it is designed for. This step addresses the most common failure point in team repair, the partial apology that actually reopens the wound. Real ownership creates the space for the other person to lower their defenses. How it works. Number 1. Be specific about what you are owning. Vague apologies do not land. Name the exact behavior, what you said, the tone you used, or the action you took that caused the damage. Example. I cut you off in front of the team. That was disrespectful, and it was wrong. Number 2. Avoid the qualified apology. I'm sorry if you felt it's not ownership. I'm sorry you took it that way is not ownership. These phrases shift responsibility back to the other person and make repair harder, not easier. Example. I'm sorry I dismissed your idea without hearing it fully rather than I'm sorry you felt dismissed. Number 3. Take responsibility for your part first. As I outline in chapter 14, taking responsibility for your part creates space for the other person to do the same. If you wait for them to go first, neither of you moves. Example. I'm not asking you to agree with me about everything that happened. I'm telling you what I own. When to use it. Use the step at the start of your repair conversation before you explain anything. Explanation before ownership sounds like justification. When not to use it. Do not own things that are not yours to own. Taking false responsibility to smooth things over is not repair. It is a different kind of dishonesty. A quick example in practice. Kezia had been short with a colleague during a client call. When she came to repair the conversation, she said, I was dismissive during the call. I spoke over you twice, and I did not acknowledge your point, which was a good one. That is what I want to apologize for. Her colleague's posture visibly changed within the first sentence. Eamon's take. I have watched people almost repair a relationship, and then wreck it with the word, but. Own it cleanly, and stop talking. Let the other person breathe. Step 5. Validate their experience. What it is. Validation means acknowledging how the other person experienced the breakdown, whether or not your intentions match their experience. It does not require you to agree with their interpretation. It requires you to acknowledge that their experience was real. What it is designed for. This step repairs the damage that intent-focused thinking causes. Most team breakdowns involve someone who meant well, but landed badly. Validation bridges that gap. How it works. Number 1. Name their experience specifically. Do not say I understand you were upset. Say I can see why that felt like I was dismissing everything you had contributed. Example. When I moved on without responding to your point, I imagine that felt like I wasn't listening. Number 2. Do not argue with their experience. If someone tells you that they felt undermined, your job at this step is not to explain why they should not have felt that way. Your job is to acknowledge that they did. Example. I hear you. That was not my intention, but I understand why it landed that way. Number 3. Acknowledge the impact on the team, not just the individual. When a breakdown happens in a group setting, the ripple effect is real. Naming it shows that you understand the full cost of what happened. Example. And I know that everyone else in that room felt the tension. That matters to me. When to use it. Use the step directly after ownership, while the other person is still processing your acknowledgement. It builds on the opening you created in step 4. When not to use it. Do not use validation as a technique to seem understanding while secretly waiting to explain yourself. People can feel the difference between genuine acknowledgement and a tactical pause. Eamon's take. People who feel hurt rarely stay in conflict. People who feel dismissed almost always do. This step is not about being right. It is about being real. Step 6. E. Explain your intent without excusing the impact. what it is. After you have owned your mistake and validated the other person's experience, there is space to briefly explain what you were actually trying to do. This is not a defense. It is context that helps the other person understand you as a person, not just as the source of their frustration. What it is designed for. This step addresses the gap between intent and impact. It helps the other person see that the breakdown was not malicious, while making clear they still take full responsibility for how it landed, how it works. Number 1. Lead with intent, not justification. There is a meaningful difference between I was trying to move the meeting forward and I was stressed because of the deadline pressure. One helps the other person understand you. The other is an excuse. Example, what I was trying to do was keep us on track for the deadline. That is no excuse for how I handled it. Number 2. Keep the explanation brief. 1 or 2 sentences. If you're explaining for longer than that, you've moved into justification territory. The other person will feel it. Example, I wanted to make the point clearly. I went about it the wrong way. Number 3. Return to ownership after the explanation. Do not let the explanation be the last thing you say in this step. Return briefly to your responsibility so the conversation does not end on a note of self-defense. Example, that was what I intended. But what mattered was how it came across, and that is on me. When to use it. Use the step only after steps 4 and 5 are complete. Explaining intent before owning the impact is the single most common reason repair conversations backfire when not to use it. Skip this step if the explanation will sound like you're minimizing the other person's experience. Some situations call for ownership and validation alone. Eamon's take. Intent matters to you. Impact matters to them. Give both their due in the right order and the conversation has a real chance. Step 7. We commit to the relationship. What it is. The final step is a clear, forward-looking commitment to the team relationship. It is not a promise to be perfect. It is a specific statement of what you will do differently and a genuine investment in working together well going forward. What it is designed for. This step closes the loop. It moves the conversation from repair to renewal, and it gives both people something concrete to build on. Without it, even a good repair conversation can feel unresolved. How it works. Number 1. State a specific behavioural change. Do not say I'll do better. Say what you will actually do differently next time. Specificity is what turns a commitment into a credible one. Example, from now on, if I think we need to redirect a conversation, I will pull you aside rather than do it in front of the group. Number 2. Affirm the value of the relationship. This does not need to be emotional. It just needs to be genuine. Tell the other person that working well with them matters to you. Example, I value what we build together on this team. I don't want one bad conversation to sit between us. Number 3. Invite their input. A recommitment is not a monologue. Ask the other person what they need from you going forward. This turns the repair into a two-way agreement, which is what team synergy is actually built on. Example, is there anything you need from me to make this right? I want to hear it. When to use it. Always, as the closing step of every repair conversation using this method. Never leave a repair conversation without a forward-looking commitment. When not to use it. Do not make commitments you cannot keep. A broken recommitment does more damage to team trust than no commitment at all. Eamon's take. Every strong team I have ever worked with had one thing in common: people who, when things went wrong, chose to come back and build something better. That choice is this step. How to choose the right recovery framework for your team situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation best framework. A team conversation has just escalated, and you need a step-by-step repair process recover method. You need a foundational communication approach to prevent future breakdowns core framework. A deeper interpersonal divide has formed between two team members bridge method. Blame cycles are damaging team conversations repeatedly I statements approach. A conflict between team members has become a structural problem deal method. You need to apologize to a team member in a way that genuinely restores trust. How to apologize to a team member. The team needs to turn feedback into a concrete improvement plan go method. When more than one framework could apply, choose the one that matches the most immediate need. If the conversation has just broken down, use recover first. If the damage runs deeper and the relationship has been strained for weeks, the bridge method may be a stronger tool for the longer repair work. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using the recover method. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you recite. Skipping the cooling down step because you feel ready. Feeling ready and being readier are different things. If your heart rate is still elevated and you're still mentally composing rebuttals, you're not ready. Give yourself the time the third step requires. Explaining intent before owning the impact. This is the most damaging sequence error in the method. When explanation comes before ownership, the other person hears justification, not repair. Own it first, every time. Using validation as a pause before your defense. Genuine validation requires you to actually hear the other person's experience. If you're nodding while mentally preparing your next point, you have not done this step. The other person will know, making the recommitment vague. I'll be more mindful is not a commitment. It is a gesture. Name the specific behavior you're changing and hold yourself to it. Your credibility with the team depends on what happens after this conversation, not during it. Rushing through the method to end the discomfort. The method works because each step does real work. Moving too quickly through ownership or validation to reach the recommitment produces a shallow repair that does not hold under the next pressure. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. How to start using the recover method today. Do not try to master all of this at once. Build the skill progressively, starting with the steps that feel most accessible to you. Number 1. Start with recognition. After your next difficult team conversation, spend 5 minutes writing down the exact moment things shifted. What was said, what changed in the room, and what you would do differently. This single habit builds the diagnostic awareness the whole method depends on. Number 2. Practice the ownership step in low-stakes situations. Before you use this method in a high-stakes team repair, practice clean ownership in smaller moments. When you're wrong in a meeting, say so specifically and without qualification. Build the muscle before you need it most. Number 3. Learn the repair script and make it your own. Script 118 from Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time gives your clear starting point. I've been thinking about our conversation, and I don't feel good about how it went. I said some things I regret, specifically what you said. I want to make this right. Can we talk? Adapt the language to your voice, but keep the structure intact. Number 4. Review a real repair conversation within 24 hours. After you use the method, write down what went well and what you would do differently. The reflection habit is what turns a single application into genuine fluency over time. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The recover method gives you a 7-step structure for repairing team conversations that go wrong, covering recognition, ending, cooling down, ownership, validation, explaining intent, and recommitment. Sequence matters in this method, especially the order of ownership before explanation. Getting the sequence wrong is the most common reason repair attempts backfire. Cooling down is an active step, not passive waiting. Use the time to prepare your repair, not to rehearse your defense. Validation does not require agreement. It requires acknowledgement. The two are very different things, and teams feel the difference. The recommitment step is what separates a repair conversation from a genuine turning point. Make it specific, make it sincere, and then keep it. Frameworks do not replace human connection. They protect it by giving you structure when pressure would otherwise strip it away. If you want to go deeper on rebuilding trust after serious team breakdowns, read How to Recover Team Synergy After a Conversation Goes Catastrophically Wrong. And if you want a complementary system for the moments before things go wrong, the core framework is where to start. Every strong team I have ever seen was built not by people who never broke things, but by people who knew how to repair them. The recover method is how you become one of those people, and how you protect the team synergy that everything else depends on. Frequently asked questions. What is the recover method for team synergy? The recover method is a 7-step framework for repairing team conversations that have broken down. It covers recognizing what went wrong, cooling down, owning mistakes, and recommitting to the team relationship. It is drawn from Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time. When should you use the recover method team repair framework? Use the recover method after a team conversation has gone badly off track, caused visible tension, or left members feeling dismissed or attacked. It works best when both parties are willing to repair the relationship and when the breakdown is still recent enough to address directly. How does the recover method restore team synergy after a breakdown? The method restores team synergy by creating a clear, structured path from breakdown to repair. Each step addresses a specific part of the damage, the emotional reaction, the ownership of mistakes, the gap between intent and impact, and the shared recommitment to working together well. What is the difference between the recover method and the core framework for team synergy? The recover method focuses specifically on repairing conversations that have already gone wrong. The core framework is a foundational communication model built around clarity, openness, respect, and empathy, designed to guide all team communication, not just post-breakdown recovery. Can the recover method team framework be used in a group setting? Yes, but with extra care. When a conversation breaks down in front of a team, the repair process still follows the same 7 steps. However, public repair requires more sensitivity to how each person is perceived by the group, and some steps are better handled privately before bringing them back to the team. How long does the recover method take to apply with a team? There is no fixed time. Some steps, like ending a conversation that has spiraled and cooling down, can take minutes. Others, like owning mistakes and recommitting to the relationship, may require a separate conversation the following day. What matters most is completing every step, not rushing them. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.